Did you point?
No, I did not. That's on me. Number one sports betting show, come out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdom. I am Tone Dix.
And a baby Tone.
Normally I point to Bruce to turn the mics on, and I forgot.
That'll happen.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you.
Good day.
Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, man?
You know, coach craziness.
A lot of coach craziness.
That is...
It's crazy.
I think if Seahawks doing what they did, I think they're all in trying to get Vrabel, right?
Ooh,
that
maybe.
That would line
or
up.
Or Dan Quinn just makes too much sense.
I don't think they...
I had a weird thought today.
Speak it.
Here we go.
Seahawks getting rid. It's either the Seahawks or the Titans. One of them, they're going after Harbaugh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Carroll and Harbaugh had the infamous handshake where I forget who said it to who, but there was a, what's your deal? And they like almost went out.
No, that was Jim Schwartz, wasn't it?
No, it was Pete Carroll and Harbaugh while Harbaugh was at Stanford.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got into it in a handshake. So it would be very funny.
Oh, Lord, you know, that's bygones.
So long ago, bygones could well be
bygones there, maybe.
Tell you what, hasn't really been said. I'm going to miss fucking seeing Pete chewing gum on the sidelines.
Me too. I mean, Pete's great coach. He's great at USC, great at Seahawks. You know, sometimes you're just 72 years old.
Yeah. Yep. And his, like,
the 72 is old.
The year he started coaching, like, the list is like Chan Gailey.
But, oh, yeah.
You know,
his, I know, yes, he won a Super Bowl. So that's obviously the best year of his career. But what he accomplished last year, I think,
it was a good year.
Was maybe the most impressive job he did with what he had.
Yep. In real time, the leave Russ wager was one of the bigger wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In modern NFL times.
Yes, it was.
Hell of a run, Pete.
Any updates on NFL games? Dolphins are at 4.5. The weather there, it's going to be cold. Not a lot of wind. So, like, I don't think weather is a huge one there.
That's almost scarier. If it's true zero, no wind, that is.
It's like 10 miles, like 9, 10 miles an hour is what I'm looking at. Steelers Bills, though, they're talking about gusts of up to 40, 50 miles an hour with sustained in the 20s, which, so that's a lot of wind. That total has dropped to 36.5 there.
Tony, I know.
What's the spread on that one, Bruce?
10.
Mm-hmm. Still 10.
Is that a math game?
It's definitely a bit of a math game. I do think that, like, because, like, in that Patriots Bills, like, obviously the Bills did lose, but Josh was cutting through that wind. Like,
yeah, that's
well, if there's a guy, if there's a couple quarterbacks that can, Josh is one of them.
Yeah.
I also worry about Josh just running the ball 20 times.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely going to do that.
Right?
I mean, Mace can cut through.
Probably.
Maybe.
He doesn't just throw a beach ball.
Maybe Naj or Jalen the Wildcat.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
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 Now we're talking.
I'd say.
Caboli's saying that TJ looked good out there today.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I believe in Tej playing through this.
He might.
After Hard Knocks last night and Bruce Irvin and Justin Houston on the squad, I'm all the way back.
All right.
I think we got a shot.
Other than that, no real significant news to report. I guess we're looking at a couple injuries on the Eagles, but nothing too bad right now.
There was a lot of good stats last night about... I forgot. I sent a bunch of them in, but I'll try and find them here.
Okay.
Past 10 NFL postseasons home underdogs, 8-3-2 ATS.
That would be
Texans and Bucks.
Texans and Bucks. Steelers 1-10 without TJ Watt. Dolphins under 40 degrees have not been good. Yeah, there's the wild card weekend. Been a pretty decent dog weekend the last few years, if I do recall.
Oh yeah, especially of the 10.5 variety.
And I am leaning. Yeah, I might be all the dogs.
Really?
Wow.
I might just be on all the dogs.
Really?
Maybe. There's a chance. There's a chance, Mitt. But we will dive more into the NFL. Tomorrow, tonight we got NBA, got a little bit of an NHL slate, great college basketball slate tonight.
Oh yeah.
Is
it? I was looking at it like,
There's a good amount of top 20.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah.
A bunch.
Yeah. Ole Miss, right. Florida, Oklahoma, TCU, Washington State, USC,
Georgia, and
Ohio State, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arkansas.
Right.
Tennessee.
Kentucky's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Tennessee, Mississippi State, a big one
too. Why don't we just start there?
Oh.
You just want to start? Let's just start in the CVB world.
All right.
While they're talking about it. Also, because, you know, I have picks today in the CVB.
There we go. So
a little bit of a selfish move on my own. Gump, why don't you start?
Or are you just going around the room?
Whatever we want.
Starting the Big Ten.
Okay.
I like Northwestern money line at Penn State.
Wow. I also like Northwestern money line at Penn State. Let's stay in the Big Ten.
Okay.
I am going to take Ohio State money line.
I will join you.
Okay. Look at us. 2 for 2.
Let's get away from the Big Ten.
I also would like to get away from the Big Ten.
All right. I'm in biggest game of the night. I know we talked about the Big Ten, a lot of big games. Chicago State.
Okay.
Going into Fairleigh Dickinson.
Yep.
Catching 1.5.
Yep.
Sign me up.
Okay. All right. I like it. Let's go up New England area.
Where the hell are you going?
Shipping up to Boston.
I'm going to lay the 4.5 with the UConn Huskies.
Ooh,
yes.
Hell yeah.
Who do they got?
Is it Providence they have?
They have Xavier.
Tell Xavier.
Me, I'm meeting you there. That's the first leg of my parlay.
You don't? You like Xav?
No,
like
I like UConn.
I'm out on that.
I knew you did. I didn't know what Gumpy
No,
like.
I got nothing there.
Where are we going next, Gumpy?
Let's go to Eastern Carolina.
Okay, I like that.
Sign me up for Temple on the money line.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we want to go smaller schools, I'm going to lay the 4.5 with St. Joe's.
Ooh.
They have St. Louis
Sloop
against the Billikens.
It's a big game.
Like St. Joe's minus the 4.5 tonight.
Another big match. This one, actually big schools. You know, Clemson's been struggling a little bit.
Oh.
But I think you're looking at a short price on them at Virginia Tech. Money line minus 120. I'll take Clemson there.
Okay. Let's go down to SEC. Tight one.
Is it bigger down there?
It's sometimes bigger down there.
Not lately, I guess.
No. I'm going to take Georgia on the money line at home against Arkansas.
It's a good pick.
You with me?
Oh, yeah.
That's rad,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I'll join you.
Okay.
Let's take it back a little bit here. Stetson.
Oh, that. Yeah. Hatters.
I always get this name wrong.
Is it Bellarmine?
Nope.
Is it Canisius?
No, I've got Canisius down good. Jeez.
What's it start with?
This one escapes me.
What's it start with?
Okay. Kennesaw.
No, Kennesaw is it. Yeah.
All right. I got it. Hey. Kennesaw, money line versus Stetson. I don't love going against Stetson, but I like Kennesaw.
I am going to take, in one that I'm not super confident in, uh-oh, but the boys will, I know the boys are going to give me 100%. Give me the Army Black Knights money line at home against Loyal.
It's good stuff.
Okay.
It's good stuff. I like American catching 1.5 at Boston U.
Nothing more American than taking American right after I take Army.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
And my last pick of the night, and my favorite pick of the night, hate saying that. But POD, give me the Colorado Buffs tonight.
If you're bold.
Buffy.
Minus the 3.5.
That sounded 3.5.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Against Cal.
If
you're bored and you like the Buffs. Western Carolina.
That is an 11 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, time. Yeah. It's a good time for a game.
You'll be up.
Yeah, for sure.
Western Carolina, money line at Eastern Tennessee State.
Okay.
Western Kentucky catching 2.5 at Sam Houston. Drake, moneyline versus Indiana State. Troy, moneyline versus the Ragin' Cajuns. I like Ole Miss catching 2.5 versus Florida. Oklahoma plus 4.5 versus TCU. And I'm going to take the points. Washington State catching 6.5 late night at USC.
Tell you what, that Ole Miss head coach might, you know, do some questionable things. That guy wins ball games.
Just I'm not
wherever he goes.
I'm just not as big on Florida as everybody else is. I don't.
You know, they just haven't been the same since Joakim Noah left.
Yeah.
People do say.
What are they? Corey Brewer.
It's called Title Tan.
It was back then.
I just think they were favored against Kentucky at home on Saturday. They're favored going into Ole Miss. Ole Miss is 13-1. Like, I just think they're overvalued at this point of time in the season.
Okay. Let's go from the.
Oh, wait, Tony.
You got. Oh, you got a.
Oh, I got a full parlay.
Okay. College basketball parlay for Mitt.
How many legs?
Oh, holy.
It's a three legger.
Holy shit. I just put in almost the same one.
Really?
Should I cash out? No.
Mitt hit his last one.
Yeah, we're kind of riding a high here. I got UConn on the money line.
Okay.
I got Kansas on the money line. And then I got Oklahoma going into TCU +4.
Oh. Kind of. You going against Jamie Dixon's boys. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who the hell that is, and we're really just dipping our toes into the college basketball water.
I'm going to say, you know, one of the greatest basketball coaches of our generation, and I don't think that's too far off.
All right.
He did it at Pitt. A lot of great teams at Pitt, and he's doing it at TCU.
Yep. He's almost in his own bucket with the Notre Dame guy.
Oh, yeah. You're
Charlie
right.
Charlie Weiss?
No.
No.
The one who... Last year coaching was last year.
Yep. This Great is where
back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is where you win games based on how much grease you have in your hair.
Bingo.
Those two guys.
Remember the Georgia Tech guy? The Georgia Tech guy who wore the visor all the time? Not the visor. Yes. It was the it was during COVID. He wore the full.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that guy was a menace, dude?
Yeah, the Andy Reid.
Mike Bray is the name you were looking for.
Yep, there it is.
Because right now the head coach of Penn State is Michael Shrewsbury.
I read the logos wrong. I do not have the same parlay. I went St. John's money line, UConn money line.
With Johnny's.
And the Buffs.
Johnny's against the Friars?
Johnny's against the Friars, but it's in the Garden, though. And unless UConn's at the Garden, St. John's does take residency there.
What do they say about Providence?
They just won't stop being a mafia in Providence.
Happy 25 years to Sopranos.
Hell yeah.
That was the
I started watching The Sopranos again.
Yeah. Great show.
You just play the hits. We don't need anything.
Absolute great show.
It's almost like a book where like I'll fall asleep and then not know where I am.
Oh yeah.
And then I'm done.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Oh yeah.
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 Let's go to the Professional Basketball Association.
Jeez, ugly board.
The NBA. I took one tonight.
Hmm.
To make sure everyone's going.
Where are you at?
Where am I going?
Hmm.
I believe I'm going to the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, you going?
And by Pacific Northwest, I mean Gold California. Yeah. Give me the Pelicans.
Oh,
yes.
Tone.
Money line against Golden State.
Put your Dukes up, Tony.
Oh, whoa. Dukes are up.
Give me the Warriors +2.5.
Okay.
All right. Well, the Pelicans win by one. Everybody's happy. New Orleans Pelicans -132 on the money line.
Or two. Why are the Sixers were 2.5-point dogs?
No.
Now they're 1.5-point favorites and Embiid's not playing?
Embiid is not playing,
but the Hawks don't play defense, so there's probably a lot of steam on the Sixers.
We saw that firsthand on Friday night. That Hawks team is atrocious.
I almost took the Sixers without Embiid.
I did take the Sixers without Embiid. I do not care. Give me them money line. I took it.
I'm going to jump on that one with you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. What is,
it's probably like 110 now.
Why do the Hawks think that they only got to play half the game? They just don't have
half the game. I don't even think they play half.
No, I'm saying they play the offense.
It's
literally since Trae Young's been there, that has been how they.
Yeah, they like built the team to just play no defense.
I don't know. It was a tough watch. I mean, it was great because Pacers were kicking the shit out of them, but it was also over by halftime.
Mm-hmm.
I got a money line parlay: Celtics, Pacers, OKC.
I'm scared of how the Pacers are going to play these next 2 weeks without Haliburton, so I got to see them. I got to get eyes on them before.
Yeah, he got his goggles, fucking glasses playing.
25 Smith?
Yeah.
I think he's starting, yeah.
25 Smith is on the court. Fucking Pacers are beating the Wizards, right?
I do love fucking 25 Smith.
Jalen Smith?
No,
just 25 Smith.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't fucking
I might start calling players at their number and their last name.
You know who we're going to see a lot of? Duchesne Duke legend.
Yeah.
TJ McConnell.
Yeah.
Nine McConnell.
He is the OG of that team. All right. Since we're just going to, I'm going to get talked into it. So I'm taking the Pacers. They're on a short price, playing a horrible team. Let's go.
Okay. College hockey. There's only three games. Nick didn't have anything.
Nicky Skate.
He hasn't been skating much lately,
has he? The coin might be dead and Nicky might have lost his skate.
Tony, before we get to the NHL, I actually do have a couple more picks.
Oh, you, NBA.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry. I'm taking the San Antonio Spurs -3 going into Detroit. Detroit is obviously awful. And they're coming off a back-to-back, so
that's they were the first team to be up by 18 points and lose by more than 18 points in the same game.
I'm surprised the Lakers haven't done
that. Or in the second half of the game. I don't know. It was some stat I saw this morning.
The Lakers haven't been up by enough points to do that yet, so that's why. But, yeah, Cade Cunningham's not playing. I also like OKC going into Miami -4.5. And actually, that's it.
Okay.
All right. Back to the ice.
They're starting to figure out how to play without Jimmy Butler a bit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Tyler Hero's his
pretty good.
His stock is rising.
They
doesn't know what galvanizing means, but his stock is rising.
The Heat tend to figure it out.
Yeah, that's why they just paid fucking
exactly
Spoelstra 120 M's. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, he's well worth it, dude.
Oh, they've had
so many different teams in like an NBA that changes like this. They've had so many teams and they've stayed relevant. It's fucking wild. Not even stayed relevant. They've stayed really at the top of the Eastern.
More than relevant, yeah.
On the ice?
Yep.
Give me the Stars at 60 against Minnesota Wild.
Okay.
And big game in Colorado.
Knights and the Lanch.
Yeah, give me the Lanch on the money line.
Okay.
Yes. Give me the Lanch.
I, too, will take the Lanch. You sure? You promise the Stars will win? I'm going to make a parlay out of it.
Man, I can't promise anything. But.
All right, I'm going to make a parlay out of it.
Is it a lock?
Yeah.
It's fucking lock,
dude. I think it is. Otter's still out, but Wedgwood's been...
Wedgewall?
Wedgewall's
been... He's my Wedgie-wall.
Yeah. I mean, Wedgewall's 11-4-3. And Jesper Wallstead, he just got brought up from the minor leagues playing in net for the Wild.
Bruce, did you make any picks in the Say Bebe today?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, I did a money line parlay in the Say Bebe. I said it out loud. St. John's.
I know, you but come. You didn't say Say Bebe today.
Say Bebe.
Colorado. Say Bebe.
Say Bebe.
Say Bebe.
Any footy tomorrow?
I'm in the club.
Holy shit, Liverpool's down to Fulham.
Oh no.
It's Joe.
Dude. Is it going to be Fulham Middlesbrough in the fucking Carabao Cup?
That's pretty sick.
That is, well, not really, but.
How much time's left?
It's the 65th. Liverpool's +340 on the money line.
They don't have the lads out there.
Are we down a man?
Breaking news, John Rahm's team will be called Legion 8.
Legion 8.
Yep, it's a bit of a nod to a group of Roman soldiers back in the day.
Okay.
The lads are out there.
The lads are playing.
Well, Allison's not in net, so that kind of changes.
Legion 8. I got to get some merch.
Yeah, you do. I hope it's sick.
Yeah, and give me them outright to win whatever they are doing.
Legion 8.
Yeah, is there a season long? How does the team work? Is it season long?
I think so. Maybe. We'll find out.
Phil will let us know.
Yeah, we'll get eyes on that.
I would like Legion 8 to lift the cup, please.
Okay. Let me see if I can get a number on that.
I don't know. Phil's boys are getting loose already.
Yeah, they are.
You're right.
Is Rombo got the guys speaking to doctors about fucking launch point?
I'm sure.
We think? It's his first year. He doesn't know.
Yeah. I mean, they are buds. Rahm and Phil.
Not anymore because their teams are going to go against each other. All right. I think that's it.
Oh, Tony, I got something for you.
Oh, okay. What do you got, mate?
Tony?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow know what you truly want to become.
It's true.
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobin.
Don't say it. Oh. We'll be back tomorrow. And we're going to break it all down for you. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.